Dante, welcome.
Welcome. Glad to be here.
Hey, thanks for talking to me today. Let's, before we talk about this second book, and I want to talk about your first book, give us some background. Who is Dante Brazil?
I am a history educator. This is my 16th year as a teacher. I have experience in Delaware and in Maryland, where I currently teach at Elkton High School in Elkton, Maryland. I have loved history ever since I was a child, having both grandfathers who were veterans, one who served in World War II and one in the Korean War. I am I'm happily married to a teacher and a father of two daughters. And this year I realized one of my dreams is to publish my second book, which is part of my Greatness Under Fire series. My hometown is Philadelphia, but we are happily settled in Townsend, Delaware.
All right, let's talk about this second book in the series, Greatness Under Fire. The book is titled, I believe, Red Ball Express?
Correct.
What's it about?
So the Red Ball Express were kind of like essential workers of World War II. That, you know, term essential workers has kind of become a part of our vocabulary over the last few months. Well, in World War II, after D-Day, when the Allies had landed in Normandy, shortly after that, they had a supply crisis. And the Red Ball Express was kind of created to stem that. And it's basically they were a group of truck drivers that supplied American armies as it was pushing its way out of France into Germany. And three out of four of those drivers were African-American men. And it's not a well-known chapter in our history. It's not a well-known story. And I wanted to shed some light on these brave men as a way to create a tool for teachers to add to their curriculums and for people who just love history and love learning about new things and new people and new experiences.
I was told when we read your new book, we should be aware that all heroes don't wear capes. Some drive trucks. I find that funny for some reason. I don't know why. Because I grew up, I thought all heroes wore capes, you know?
Yes. Yes. You know, they were unsung heroes. And, you know, what they did during the war was so critical to us winning the war. Because, you know, soldiers have to have supplies. They have to have what they need. They have to have the essentials at the front line. And these guys, they drove in all kinds of terrible conditions. They were sleep deprived, and they just pushed and pushed and pushed, and they did an excellent job. And if it wasn't for them, the war probably would have been prolonged. And, you know, they were such a key part of winning it that I just felt as though, you know, people need to know this story.
All right. We want to remind everybody we're talking to Dante Brazil. Dante lives in Townsend. He just released his second book in his Greatness Under Fire series. Tell me about your previously published book.
Sure. So in 2018, I started the series Greatness Under Fire, and I chose a man by the name of Doris Miller, who was known as Dory Miller, and he was stationed on one of the ships that was attacked at Pearl Harbor. He's an African-American man, a young man from Waco, Texas, and the Navy, which how the military was segregated at that time, so he was a mess attendant on the battleship West Virginia. So basically, his job was to cook and clean and wait on the officers of the ship. So on December 7th, 1941, when Japan attacked our base at Pearl Harbor, he was doing wake-up call duties and laundry duties that morning, and he happened to grab a weapon that he had no training on because the African-American sailors and seamen were not given weapons training. So he grabbed this gun, and he managed to shoot down several enemy planes, rescue sailors who were injured, and move his seriously wounded captain to safety. And for that, he received the Navy Cross. A lot of people felt as though he should have received the Medal of Honor. The Navy did announce in January of this year that they're building an aircraft carrier in his honor, which is awesome because that's usually reserved for presidents, former presidents. So Dory Miller was not somebody that was as well known. And I wanted to expose him and give him more attention that I think he should get in our history.
Dante, what got you interested in writing?
Well, as a kid, I was always a reader, and as a kid, I loved to write. And so that was kind of that part of my brain, the reading and writing part of my brain has always been more activated for me than the other side of my brain. But I've always loved books as a kid. I was a bookworm, and I always loved history, and I liked to read about it. And I decided, you know, I should write about it. And having growing up with two grandfathers who were veterans was a huge deal to me. One was a Marine in World War II, a segregated Marine Corps, and one served in the Korean War. And they were big parts of my life, both men. They had a big impact on me. So that was a part of a puzzle, a piece of the puzzle as well.
Where can people get copies of either book, the second book in the series or this first book?
They both are available on Amazon. So for the first book, it's Dory Miller, Greatness Under Fire, and that's the first book of the series. And the second book is Red Ball Express, Greatness Under Fire, and they both are available on Amazon.